AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. stocks are drifting lower Monday after closing out their best month since 2023. Oil prices and oil company stocks climbed after the countries in the OPEC Plus alliance decided to increase their production again. Attacks by Ukraine and Russia over the weekend also helped raise uncertainty about the flow of oil and gas around the world. The latest round of direct talks between Russia and Ukraine ended Monday after just over an hour, according to Russian state media and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Speaking in Vilnius, Lithuania, Zelensky says a new release of prisoners of war was being prepared. French authorities arrested 79 more people on Monday after a second night of scattered incidents as fans took to the streets to celebrate Paris Saint-Germain's historic Champions League title. Paris Police Prefect Laurent Nunez told RTL Radio that some individuals set off fireworks and tried to vandalize shops. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the suspect behind Sunday's attack in Colorado is in custody.
The FBI says 8 people were injured, some with burns, in an attack at a peace march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado. They say the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd and yelled, "Free Palestine." Witness Alex Osante was across the street.
One of them he threw inside of a group. At the group, and one lady lit on fire from head to toe.
At a news conference covered by Denver 7, FBI agent Mark McCallick ID'd the suspect as Mohammed Sabri Soleiman.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
Officials believe Soleiman acted alone. This latest attack comes barely a week after a man also yelling "Free Palestine" was charged with fatally shooting 2 Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum in Washington. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports China has blasted the U.S. for its computer chip moves and for threatening student visas.
Beijing alleges the moves harm Chinese interests, including issuing AI chip export control guidelines, stopping the sale of chip design software to China, and planning to revoke Chinese student visas. The commerce industry adds these practices seriously violate the consensus reached during recent trade discussions that refers to a China-US joint statement in which both sides agreed to slash their massive recent tariffs, so restarting stalled trade between the world's 2 biggest economies. But last month's de-escalation in President Donald Trump's trade wars did nothing to resolve underlying differences, showing how easily such agreements can lead to further turbulence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.